Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Matthew. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." So the theme for this evening is we are apostolic. And I had to actually look that up, even though I've been a Lutheran my whole life. That means that we as Lutherans, we are charged, like the apostles, with the Great Commission. We are to seek out non-believers and share the good news. Christ died for us. That's what apostolic means. We are like the apostles. Do we do this? Do I? How much time do I spend making disciples of all nations, teaching others about Christ, even discussing my religion at all? I consider myself doing pretty good if I make it to church once a week. Wear a cross, pat me on the back. I'm a Christian. And it's a lot easier to talk about Christ in the United States in 2023 than it was when Jesus told the disciples to get out there. No one is imprisoning me, shunning me, chasing me out of town. I do not fear the death that met most of Jesus' disciples, and yet I'm silent. In Tanzania, I met a missionary that grew up in East Germany before the wall came down, and at the age of 13, she got baptized. Her parents begged her not to do it. At that time, it meant that she could not be a member of the Communist Party, which meant that she could not go to college or hold a government job, and almost all of the jobs in East Germany were government. Those are some real consequences. And yet at the age of 13, she decided to be baptized, and she was. And she was shunned in school, and she was shunned in life, but she made it her life's mission to move overseas. She moved to Tanzania. It cares for the street children of Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Now that's an apostle. But I am silent. I have a difficult time even bringing it up, fitting it into conversation. A new volunteer at Loaves and Fishes pointed out to me that he received more "God bless yous" passing out ham sandwiches on Sunday than he's ever heard in his daily life. It's true that the poor, the mentally ill and the physically ill, those incarcerated, I believe, are closer to God. I believe that our privileged lives somehow get in the way. We rely on science and pharmacology and degrees and an investment accounts and a justice system that favors the privileged. We trust our government to do right by us and forget that our government is nothing in the face of God. Governments crumble and fall, and my life has been truly, deeply blessed. So why do I not share? How do God's blessings to me get in the way of me sharing his love? That's truly messed up thinking. Maybe reading this directive in the Bible is not as motivational as it would have been looking at the face of God. Maybe if Jesus had told us directly, we take it a little seriously. And what is the modern equivalent of wandering from town to town speaking the good news? What seems so real and true in the Bible is kind of hard to picture now. Do I just walk into Walmart and start up a conversation? I don't even know where to start, so I do not. And yet the consequences are real and painful. There are so many people today that are lost, empty, searching for purpose, perhaps even more lost now in the United States, the country of religious freedom where so many have rejected religion completely and replaced it with what? Twitter? I turned 53 at the end of February. I am not young, and I know what is coming. I've reached the time in my life where I can see the end of my career. My friends have empty nests. My body is beginning to ache. I can hurt myself in my sleep. My parents are elderly. Three of my dear high school friends buried their mothers this year. I can't envision a world without my parents. And yet I know that that time will come. My time is near. I know it. I see it. I feel it. I cannot envision walking the path in front of me without the love of Jesus Christ. I cannot imagine getting out of bed without the hope of everlasting life. As scared as I am of what is coming, and I am scared, I cannot envision how terrified those that do not believe must be. What if you did not believe in the resurrection, God's higher power, life after death? How incredibly dark must your life be? The end is coming, and the end is final, definitive. You close your eyes and cease to exist. Loved ones die and they're gone, just gone. Your career goes off track, or you get cancer, or your adult children ignore you. Your life is slowly winding down in slow motion, heading towards nothingness. The end, how depressing. When Jesus tells us that he came to give us life, that is what he meant. Not just everlasting life, but life in the here and now too. Our lives would be unbearable without him. My life would be unbearable without him. And I think I knew that even as a young person. My confirmation verse was from Psalm 63, "For thou hast been my help, and in the shadow of thy wings I sing for joy." I can only sing because he is there. So how is it possible for those who don't believe to go on? And these are my friends, my coworkers, my classmates, my neighbors. So many people in this world do not believe, have rejected God outright and placed it with what? Houses and cars and yoga and careers and entertainment, politics, alcohol, drugs. I'm only 53, and I know that ultimately none of this matters. It's all temporary. Sell your house, wreck your car, end your career, retire. Another person gets elected. It all crumbles to dust. Now, we're not thrown in the ring with lions. There is that. But our current society does not make it easy to be apostolic. I get so angry when people take my beautiful, loving, forgiving religion and use it to judge, shame, get elected, get rich, and abuse the vulnerable. Part of my job requires me to monitor legislation that might impact public schools. Yesterday, I listened to the Missouri House of Representatives debate the bill that's used to fund public schools. Representative Doug Ritchie, a pastor, added an amendment that prohibits state funds from being used to teach students the values of diversity, equity, and inclusion. A pastor. I listened to the painful testimony of the Black Caucus begging our state legislature not to turn its back on progress, and yet the amendment passed overwhelmingly. A pastor of a Christian church caused this pain. And I get angry when the media portrays Christians as fanatics or simpletons, thieves, child abusers, or hypocrites. When my church family has nourished me since the day I was born, walked with me through job changes, mental illness, depression, family addiction, love, and the loss of love, self-criticism and self-hate. Mater George once told me, "I forgive you, Susan. Now, can you forgive yourself? I learned so much from you. Then can I? Only because Jesus does. If you do not know Jesus, how do you learn to forgive? And if you don't forgive, do you carry around all the wrongs of the world in your head? If you do not have a church family, how in the world do you carry the burdens of this world, most of which come from ourselves? Well, we have our work cut out for us, but that's not a good reason not to do it. How incredibly selfish of me to keep this to myself, to deny those around me the same peace, to leave my friends to literally a living hell. The disciples understood they'd lived without Jesus and then lived the joy of walking with Jesus. They knew the despair. Maybe my lack of action is because I have always known Jesus and have not lived in despair. But that's not a good excuse to keep it to myself. We are apostolic. Are we? Am I?
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.